Jennifer Nettles is on the phone with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Sarah Bell.
Oh, my gosh. Hi. How are you this fabulous morning?
How are y'all doing? How are both of you doing? I'm doing very well.
Well, you're up awful early for an entertainer. We love this. I mean, you know.
Oh, listen, I know. I normally keep vampire hours.
I know, and I stayed up late last night watching you from New York City.
Oh, did you?
I saw the live feed. You popped up. I had to watch.
Good. I'm so glad you did. Thank you.
I did. Okay, well, first of all, playing with fire is fantastic. I listen to it in my car and at my house and on my phone just over and over and over again. And I don't know what songs I'm more obsessed with right now, but it's all personal, I feel, and very girl empowerment, stupid girl, drunken heels, and all that. But I know that this is a much more personal album for you, so let's start with that. And where did it come from, and how did we
begin? Yeah, I mean, you know, I, as an artist, I tend to always, my art imitates my life, depending on where I am. But I think, you know, in comparison to that girl, when I had a five-month-old kid, you know, whenever I recorded it, I feel like I have so much more life experience in between than in having had the experience of being a new mom and how that really changed me. You know, I have said, and I even say in the liner notes, you know, when Magnus was born, I was reborn, and it totally shot me out of a cannon on a whole new trajectory and challenged my identity and you know, was just, and I think it can be that way for many parents. So for me, it set me on a new journey that made me not only super vulnerable, but then on the other hand, really, really brave. And I feel like I have a lot to say on this record and to share about that.
Yeah, we're talking about Jennifer Nettles this morning. And you know, Jennifer, that really is a truth. All great country singers, all great singers, you know, when they live it, they can sing it better.
For sure. And I mean, you know, on this album, too, I make a point and a distinction, Scott, to say that some of the songs on this album are completely, you know, are more confessional, like Stupid Girl or Way Back Home. Other songs are much more for the sake of storytelling, Unlove You or 3 Days in Bed, that I didn't even write 3 Days in Bed. It's one of the two on the album that I didn't write. So, you know, there are, and yet still at the same time, the sentiment, the vibe, the emotion behind them, for sure, even though they may not be my direct story, are definitely those emotions are mine, and I can understand those. I joke and say, thankfully, every song on the album isn't specifically my story, or I would have a very dramatic
life. That's very true. But I think that's what I've loved about you from the minute I first heard you sing, was that your lyrics, because, like, Unlove You, it's, you can just go, I get that story, or Salvation Works.
Well,
I'm obsessed with that, Jennifer.
Too, you know, to get to see on the socials as people, you know, or in the meet and greets when I'm out on tour, but especially on the socials, because that's so immediate, to get to hear people's reactions and responses to these songs, and to Unlove You specifically, with it being the first single, as people continue to get to hear it on radio, thank you for playing it, you know, they say, wow, that they'll write and say, this is my life, or, you know, this is my story, and thank you so much, and this song is really speaking to me, and people are really connecting, because it is such an emotionally rich song.
It's true, but I get that too with just so many of your songs. Mm-hmm. You're totally connecting, but you're acting now too, and Coat of Many Colors, loved it, but now you're doing the sequel too.
Yes, we're doing the sequel for Coat of Many Colors. It'll be out again in the holiday season, like last year's original was. I'll be shooting it in the summer, and I'm super excited about it and really happy to be getting the Parton family back together again.
So for those of you who aren't obsessed...
I'm totally obsessed.
Okay.
I'm totally obsessed with the album.
The album is out when?
Yes, out now. It came out on the 13th.
Beautiful.
So go get it.
Just a couple
days ago.
Jennifer,
I have headgear plans for when I see you next, so...
Better.
Beautiful album. Oh, please.
Now you've set the bar, babe.
No, people need to get headgear ready. There's so many ideas I have. Salvation Works,
well,
I have headgear ready.
If you guys don't know, Sarah will offer me a...
Oh, they know.
Headband with some sort of ornamentation, adornment on it when she comes to shows, so you won't be able to miss her.
The fact that you just said that, Jennifer, you've made my life my year.
Oh my goodness, I love
you. You're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're my life. Continue doing what you do because you make me so happy and millions happy.
Well, come see us soon,
thank
Jennifer,
you.
Okay? Open invitation anytime.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Nashville News with Sarah Kay on 94.9 WQMX.